start out by telling a story this morning. An elderly Chinese woman had two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole, which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the woman bringing home only 1.5 pots of water. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it could only do half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be bitter failure, it spoke to the woman one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house." The old woman smiled. "Did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but none on the other pot's side? That's because I've always known about your flaw. So I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you water them. For 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace my house. Each of us has our own unique flaws, but it's the cracks and flaws we each have that bring flowers to bloom in the midst of our brokenness." Rather than bemoaning that she owned a broken pot, the old woman saw the miracle within its brokenness and planted seeds so that it might water them, gracing her home with beauty. It's a story of gratitude. And there's another story of gratitude in our gospel reading this morning, and it too begins with a walk. Jesus, who is walking in the borderland between Samaria in the south and Galilee in the north, the River Jordan on the east and the Mediterranean Sea on the west, what we today would call the west bank of the River Jordan and northern Israel. As Jesus and his disciples were walking, they came to the outskirts or perimeter of a village. At that time, the area outside the safety of a village was reserved for outcasts, the possessed, the diseased, in other words, lepers, who were forced to live in caves wearing dirty and torn cloths for clothes, begging for food, shouting of their disease to all those who had the misfortune to walk by too closely. To give you a sense of what this was like, think of the Charlton Heston movie Ben-Hur, with his leprous sister who is covered with sores, clothed in dirty and torn linen, who in her brokenness to keep strangers at a safe distance is forced to shout, "Unclean, unclean." In today's gospel, there are 10 lepers who call out. But this time it is in recognition of the power of Jesus to heal. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus didn't see their broken and diseased skin. He didn't tell them to keep their distance. Instead, he showed mercy for the pain of their brokenness and performed a miracle instead. As they walked, they were made clean. And 9 of them, in their newfound perfect skin, went on their way, and we never hear from them again. We never find out what flowers grew, if any, on the path of their perfection. But one, a Samaritan, did turn back, praising and thanking God. This one was so full of joy and gratitude that he threw himself down at the feet of Jesus, calling out to him with a loud voice. I can imagine he probably embarrassed the disciples that were with Jesus. Gratitude's one thing, but this is so loud. And Jesus asked him, "Were not 10 made clean? What about the other 9? Where are they? Was none of them found to come back and give thanks to God?" Then Jesus said, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. And since only one of the 10 turned back, it is safe to say that today's gospel is not just about the miracle of healing. It is about the gratitude of the one. And 2,000 years later, we still talk about the one. 2,000 years later, and we know of the broken pot by the flowers that grew in his wake. 2,000 years. Gratitude is what happens when you start the day with the belief that even if your pot is broken, you can still water the path with a grace-filled life. It's about waking up and starting the day not with a litany of worry about what lies ahead or shame about what happened yesterday, but with a sense of wonder and faith in your day to come. Gratitude is not about yesterday, it's about today and tomorrow. Like the Samaritan, gratitude is praising God, for there is another way to walk through this life, a way that sees brokenness through the eyes of mercy and faith. In her book, Traveling Mercies, Annie Lamott tells stories about God's power to transform her life. She says, I don't know why life isn't constructed to be seamless and safe, why we make such glaring mistakes, things fall so short of our expectations, and our hearts get broken. Broken pots and leprous isolation. But even in our brokenness, God's grace abounds for each and every one of us, even in our brokenness. Lamott continues, unearned love, the love that goes before, that greets us on the way. Grace is the light or electricity or juice or breeze that takes you from that isolated place and puts you with others who are as startled and embarrassed and eventually grateful as you are to be there. So I want to close with a prayer for all of you this morning. May God's grace be your juice or light or electricity or breeze that brings you from isolation to community. From this day forward and forevermore, may the broken vessels of your lives carry life-giving water to others so that their lives may flower with mercy and abound in grace. And may all God's people say, Amen.